We welcome to Star 94.1. Sister Perry, how are you?
I'm wonderful, HJ. How you doing?
Hey, just fine.
What's going on with everybody in Virginia?
Hey. Cold.
Newport News.
Yeah. Listen, the new project, Prophetic Flow.
Volume 1 and 2.
Volume 1 and 2.
Just the beginning.
Oh, man. Why do a gospel project?
Well, actually, I've been ministering now. I've been saved 10 years. I had 1 year privately with God, and after that he called me to public service and ministry. So I've been ministering for 9 years. Honestly, I never really thought I would be singing again. I never thought I would be a minister, though, either, or even saved, for that matter. So I'm simply obeying what the Lord told me to do. Prophetic Flows is something that was born in me starting in the second year of service. And I began to, when I came into the service on Tuesday nights and got up under the anointing, I began to prophesy through melody. And after a while, the power of God just began to move so mightily on it, and the healing anointing began to increase through it, that I found that this was something that he was training me to do. And so after many years of obviously serving him now, he told me to do it. And he said that it would be the first of many, and they're really meant to be ministering tools. I'm not so much going out trying to be an artist as I was before. He told me, you won't sing anymore for man, but you're going to sing unto me. And when you do, my people will receive a healing and deliverance and whatever it is that they're needing. So that's why it's being done.
What's the difference in singing for God as opposed to singing for man?
Well, the difference that I have found, when I sang before, there wasn't an anointing there. And now my voice, I'm able to sing in a way, if you ask me, as a professional even in the business, my voice doesn't sound the way it did in the world. And simply, it's anointed by God for a purpose. Whereas before, my concern was simply the groove and what I loved doing, and it was my desire, and I loved music. It was in my soul. And that's the way it was, and it still is. It's just that now there's a purpose behind it. It's purpose-filled now.
Talking about your project, Prophetic Flow, Volumes 1 and 2, who do you think is going to be blessed with this project?
I think the people that will be blessed by this project, number one, are people who desire healing and deliverance, and are ones that who receive. Being that I was in music, one thing I think that people thought that, you know, music, being a producer and all that, that would be the first thing that I would do. It's amazing because it wasn't anything that I was thinking to do, but what God had to really make me understand is that there are people who receive through song. This is a gifting. And so I believe the people that will receive will be the ones that, you know, some folks can't hear a word and just receive that word. Some people, there are people that God has marked that are yet not even in the kingdom, or they're unchurched. And yet they receive music. They like sound. They like melody. They like grooves. They like words. They might be able to receive through that. I think that that's a group of people that will receive, as well as those who are already in the kingdom of God and know the value of worshiping and desire to use music as a tool to be ushered into God's presence.
How important is this album to you?
This album is important to me because I'm one that anything that I set my heart to do, I do it with everything in me. When God told me to step away from the world and doing the only thing that I knew how to do, and that was music and my love for it and development and developing images and the arts, that was my whole life, as far back as I could remember. When he told me to no longer do these things, but to come learn of him, and now to build the hearts of and deal with the hearts of man and development of their souls, and not just an image alone, but teach them of me. Then my heart and my soul went into that, and to learn about God and learn how to be saved. Like he said to me, okay, daughter, you've made it to me. Now act like it. You're saved. Now act like it. And part of the mission of what he's given me is to teach the people, as I'm learning as well, the process of walking with God and what that really means. And through that, you know, there's been an anointing that's been birthed.
Our guest is Sister Perry. Sister Perry, was it hard? Was it a hard decision? Did you fight it when God was saying, I want you to come out of mainstream. I want you to do gospel. I want you to minister to my people. Was there a struggle there?
Honestly, the real answer is no. Because God didn't talk to me about singing. When I first had I've had encounters with God since 10 years ago. Now, of course, when I told everyone, see, you can have money, you can have fame, you can have all the things that, you know, you think are the bomb and what folks should have and the bling and all these things. But if you are bankrupt in your soul and you're dying, what good is it going to be for you? So for me, simply, when I heard the voice of God, when I had to go through the process of finally asking God for help and not even knowing I was crying out to God, I just felt I was dying and I couldn't stop it. I knew that I would be destroyed, that something was happening in my soul, and I didn't quite understand it all. And it wasn't until after I got set free and saved and had my first encounter with God that he showed me a glimpse of when I was a kid and that I went down in the water. I saw myself coming up out the water and had that whole image of what happened. And he said, you've always been mine. You just never knew it. So essentially, you've been backslidden your whole life. You've always known me. You've always been mine.
How do you respond to fans who still see you as Pebbles?
I say, what's up? I'm not ashamed. See, it's one thing about it is, first of all, we got funky grooves on Prophetic Flows. I mean, there are people that I still minister to. We got to stop thinking, I deal with casting out devils, so let's just deal with that. I don't look at life as sin is what I don't like for anybody, if it's going to destroy lives, including my own. But in terms of your gifts, your gifting and where you've come from, you can't be ashamed of where you've come from and your testimony. That's how people are going to get over to God. Matter of fact, at first, God put a fire in me of hellfire and brimstone. I never even thought. I was like, what happened to people that are like Joel Osteen and stuff, and they're smiling and happy? Why are you giving me this kind of ministry, God? This is too hard, you know. And he's like, I know who I give what assignments to, and this is what you were born to do. You can handle this in me, and you are willing to obey me. I'm simply obeying God. What was difficult for me to do was to have to look at certain things that happened along the way and not want to speak up at times and defend myself in certain areas where people looked at me a certain way and they don't really know me. That's the kind of stuff that gets difficult. But in terms of walking away from the world for God, I simply had not one thought about it. I did it with a quickness. And I would have to believe it was only because of a grace given to me by God, because I don't believe that man just can do things like that on their own.